All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I'm saying all of those things because we're facing some hard times. The American people, financially, economically, in the coming months and years. There's no question that we are going to be headed into difficult, difficult economic times in this country going into the 2022 midterm elections and possibly even into the 2024. We're going to be facing some tough, tough times. Recession is on the horizon and painful, painful times are going to be coming. And when this is being brought upon us by the Federal Reserve, who has a responsibility to make sure that that our economy does not fail. The Fed understands the conditions that are happening. They're not new. They have a toolbox full of tools. Inflation is not new. It's not the first time it's ever happened in our society. It comes and goes. It's just been 40 years since it's been so bad. There'll be another time that inflation is going to rear its ugly head as it has historically throughout this nation. But the pain that it brings is what people in many instances don't even realize. So the nation itself is going to survive this downturn, but many people are going to suffer a lot of pain, as they always do during these recessions. But here's why I'm talking about Ukraine at the same time we're dealing with this recession that's coming. Because when a recession comes, and for the most part, business comes to a halt, people get laid off, the economy contracts. And so, you know, things slow down to a crawl. Money doesn't move as much. It costs a lot more money to borrow money. It costs a lot more. The interest rates soar. And then I'm a person right now who's caught in a dilemma in my own life. I know that I need to go buy another car, right? You know, my wife's car was in an automobile accident. We got to buy a new car. But I also know that the interest rates are going through the roof. I know that in order to buy this new car, they're going to charge me almost 35% more than what that car would have cost me 6 months ago. And for the full life, because I'm not a person in a position to pay cash for a car. I'm going to have to finance it. You finance a new car right now, you're going to finance it at about 5 or 6%. Maybe even 7 shortly, because they're increasing the interest rates again, the prime rate again, the Federal Reserve, in order to control inflation. There is a way to stop inflation, and that's to cool down the economy, to slow it down. And they do that by raising rates on money. And that doesn't bother somebody who can go outright and buy what they want. But for the masses of the American people, it does. And so you're caught in a dilemma that you don't want to go buy a used car, because the used cars The prices are overinflated on them. So there are people like me in the society, fortunate enough that I can go buy a car. But there are others who can't. But I can't go buy a car where the interest rates have soared the way that they are. It would not make sense. Same thing with houses. You know, people are buying houses. The rate was 3%. People were refinancing houses, you know, left and right. And so there weren't many houses because the housing market was booming. Money was plentiful. Now all of that has changed. And now there aren't as many. Now the houses, you want a house, you can find them. They're everywhere now. You know why? Because the interest rates, the home interest rates aren't 3% anymore. They're almost up to 6%. They've almost doubled. So for a home that was $400,000, and you took out a mortgage for that $400,000, normally that interest rate would have, the note on it might have been $1,200, $1,400, $1,500. Now you add another $450 a month to it, and now it's up to $1,800 as opposed to the $1,200 or $1,300. That's happened in the last several months. And we haven't even gotten into the full pain because we haven't officially been announced to be in a recession, even though we know we are. And so when you know that's coming, you know, doesn't mean that there's going to be a shortage of food. Food will still be there. Just going to cost you more. You know, all the things that we want and need still be there, but there'll be less and less people who can afford to buy them because of the layoffs that are going to be coming. The economy is going to slow down to a crawl. And that is happening because the Federal Reserve is using its toolbox to cool down the economy so inflation can once again be brought under control. And we all want to see inflation brought under control. I don't think there's any of us who don't want to see that. But I don't know how many of us really understand the pain that we're going to feel in order to bring that inflation under control. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. You know, people call me the bearer of bad tidings, you know, but I'm not that. I'm just telling you what's coming because I've seen it happen several times before in my life. And so that's what we're headed into now. And at the same time those things are happening, we've come into those situations before, but not at a time when we were going to be asked to sacrifice and suffer even more so we can spend more and more money in a war that we are not even supposed to be involved in. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.